Hi, it's me, Mark Zuckerberg again. You're stressed out. I know this because I've been reading your posts, and I have your data. But don't worry about that right now. Just listen to the sound of the waves. Those soothing, crashing waves. Do you hear them? Listen to those waves. They relaxed you. They used to, for the first 5 weeks or so. You've been stranded on this desert island for 3 months now. At least you think. You've lost track of time. Now those waves stir a deep anger and resentment inside of you. Look to the horizon. Perhaps there's a message floating in a bottle. There isn't, but maybe today there will be. You see a small crab scuttling towards you on his little legs. Gross. You don't like crab. You kick it into the ocean. It'll come back. It always does. Disgusting little crab. You've had to do some pretty crazy things to survive over the past 3 months. Your skin is so fair and burnt. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you, the listener, have more melanin than I do. But I cannot speak to your experience. I can only speak to my own. And I am quite fair, a ginger. So, you are badly, badly burnt. Under the sun, listening to the crash of the waves. Actually, if you do have more melanin in your pigment, that probably doesn't necessarily rule out sun damage. Certainly not the chances of developing skin cancer. Then again, I don't know, and it's not my place to suppose or assume. Listen to those waves. The cruel, mocking waves. You used to listen to the waves with Gary, the other person who washed up here with you. But Gary was weaker than you were, and he died. Goodbye, Gary. Though in a way, Gary lives on. Because yes, you guessed it, you ate Gary. You're sitting next to some of his bones right now. There's a little bit of Gary left on there. Baby, take a nibble. There's that dang crab. Kick him back into the ocean, disgusting crab. Maybe you should have gotten over your objection of eating crab before you ate Gary. But Gary was so big, and you didn't want Gary to go to waste. Yes, better to eat Gary than the crab. Did Gary have lots of melanin? Perhaps he did. Would it have been problematic if you ate Gary and he was a different race than you? No. It's fine. Then again, no. You did what you had to do. Race doesn't enter into it in this situation. You take a deep breath and feel fine that you know that you are a cannibal. That's okay. Racism is not okay. In all situations. Being a cannibal is also not okay in most situations. However, on this island, it's okay to be a cannibal. But again, don't be a racist. Ugh. When will those waves stop? Those terrible waves. Ugh. Shut up, waves. stupid waves. Waves.